Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, an amazing first part of an interview with Grant Van Royen. He is the CEO of Trax, and this company is going to be responsible for bringing potentially $100 billion of revenue to Story County and Nevada over the next 10 years. Here for the whole show, all new Nevada Newsmakers.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
It's a good time to eat. It's a good time to play.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are train wreck.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great program for you today. If you remember last year, we did an interview with Donnie Gilman, son of Lance Gilman, who had sold a large piece of land to a company called Tract. And today we have the CEO of Tract with us. Very excited to talk to him. Grant Van Royen is the CEO. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Lovely to be with you, Sam. Thank you for your time.
So I want to start out with, because this has barely gotten out, the press release just came out yesterday as we're taping this, that Tract completes acquisition of 8,590 acres within Story County to secure long-term growth in northern Nevada. That is a massive amount of land. I mean, to say the least.
It is. I think it is also consistent with our approach to development at massive scale. It constitutes our fourth transaction in Story County, and third or fourth. And we're very serious about continuing to invest, not just in northern Nevada, but in Story County in particular. So yeah, it's been the culmination of a three-year journey, but we feel like we're just getting started. We're very grateful to be able to continue to exercise our business plan in Story County.
Okay, and so you're actually looking potentially at even more land?
We think that at a macro level, Sam, we're working in multiple jurisdictions in the United States, and our developments all have very good reasons for picking those locations, and northern Nevada and Story County, Reno, Greater Reno area is very strategically located. It has some characteristics that are very attractive to the data center use case. And we think the opportunity for us to continue to deploy capital and exercise our business plan in the region has many, many decades of runway. So yes, you can and will hear more from us as we continue to expand in the region and in the greater Reno area.
I'm hoping that this is the first of many conversations, so I want to deal with some ground-level stuff here. So what is the attraction of Northern Nevada and Storey County for data storage centers?
Yeah, the first thing I would observe is data centers can't just be located anywhere. They have a number of criteria that are very responsive to development. Proximity to fiber networks is critical. Very early in my career, I was participating with a very talented group of individuals, and we built the largest fiber network in the United States. And one of those routes comes down I-80, and so we remember that fondly. So proximity to fiber is critical. Availability of power, electrons, very important. The price of those electrons, very important. The proximity to an end user base, those that are going to consume these resources that exist in these data centers, and a talented workforce that can participate in both developing them, building them, and operating them, and a very pro-business environment at both the political and the economic level. And we found all of those things in Storey County. And so if you look at on a national basis, this area is very, has all of the requisite attributes for development. And I would also add that, you know, what we appreciate is, and our industry appreciates, is the ability to move with speed and certainty. This is adult infrastructure. You know, we thus far, while we have 11,000 acres, we've also procured under contract 2,025 megawatts. That's just over 2 gigawatts of electrons. And by the time we've fulfilled the construction and the development that goes along with utilizing that 2 gigawatts, the total development value or the capital involved in bringing that to life will be approximately $100 billion. I'll say that again, $100 billion. $25 billion of that will be concrete, steel, mechanical, electrical infrastructure that constitute the buildings. Those are massive construction projects. Those are a huge number of good, high-paying jobs. And that's development that'll occur over possibly a 10-year period. And so the locations are very important to that, and the ability to move with speed and certainty. And we found that in Storey County. The rules are clear. We can pull a building permit within 30 days. We can pull a grading permit within 7 days. And those characteristics really, really matter at that magnitude of development. So some of the characteristics that go into decision making around this use case.
All right. So let's lay out exactly because a lot of people are not even going to know what the deal is here. Basically, what your company does is you acquire land that is suitable for data centers, and then you develop all the infrastructure, so water, power, et cetera, so that data center companies can come in and build their data centers there. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. You know, that's our focus at this point. What's become clear to us, or became clear to us a handful of years ago, is that these resources are becoming more scarce. And not just electrons, but also scaled, zoned, entitled land upon which you can engage in very large-scale development. There simply aren't thousands and thousands of zoned industrial acres available in every single location. And so you have to manufacture those, and you have to push the planning horizon out further such that all of this infrastructure can be choreographed. It's very easy to have the phrase 2 gigawatts roll off your tongue, but when you put it into the context of CapEx and time, you know, this is 10 years of development, construction workers probably in the number of 1,500 skilled craftsmen and women working every single day to build all that infrastructure over a 10-year period. And so in the magnitude of that development, what that requires is greater planning and longer range planning. And so our job, our opportunity, is to take a very long-term view to choreographing all of that infrastructure. And you're right, we don't just buy the land. We also contract for those electrons. We post surety with our utility partners. We buy transformers and long lead time electrical infrastructure, and we grade roads, we extend wet infrastructure, water and sewer, we buy water, we facilitate the availability of that water on site, and we deliver graded prepared pads such that a vertical developer can come along, transact with us, and be in a position to start building almost immediately. Again, back to that theme of speed and certainty. That's what our customers value the most. And we provide that certainty because we plan over a very long period of time and we choreograph this complicated infrastructure.
All right. So you use the word electrons. To bring it down home for our viewers, you're talking electricity and you're talking a massive amount of electricity. My understanding is that it'll be 2026 before NV Energy can deliver that electricity. Are you also, because I know that sustainability is a big part of your company, are you also looking to build solar as part of this or tap into solar as part of this?
Yeah, I'd say firstly, at a macro level, our entire industry is appropriately committed to the pursuit of net zero and embracing all forms of renewable energy. And that's a long-term goal, and the delivering on that objective is going to require the entire energy mix, and we see ourselves as part of that. We have a solar partnership with a solar developer who's at the first phase of positioning a localized solar development. We also engage directly with our utility partners to make sure that their upstream generation meets the energy mix requirements of our customers. It is fair to say that the energy transition we need to go through is also very complicated. And data centers require firm power. They can't turn on and off for 8 hours a day at a time when the sun's shining or the wind's blowing. And so the choreography of that energy mix is crucial. But yes, we are very committed to being part of that solution. We're prepared to put our capital at risk to deliver on that. And we work hand in hand with our utility partners and our energy partners to deliver on that. And again, the common theme here, Sam, is having a long-range plan. You can't wake up on a Monday and say to yourself or your franchise, we'd like to have only renewable energy delivered on a site 24/7 at massive scale without actually having a very long-range plan. And that's what we embrace. And thus far, we found very thoughtful partners to participate in the delivery of that promise.
So Roger Norman, one of the two founders of TRI, famously said in an interview with the Las Vegas Review-Journal in 1998 that he would not live to see this project completed. I have jokingly said to him that he lied because he more than accomplished his goal. And my thought is, with the way that things are going and seeing that NVIDIA is now the most valuable company in the United States, multi-trillion dollar company, that these data storage companies are looking to you right now and lining up. Are you getting knocked on the door already with these companies saying, hey, we want to be a part of this?
Well, the first observation I have to make is I wish Roger continued health. And
yes.
As one of the two great visionaries alongside Lance Gilman in making, having the vision to really birth TRI and to follow it through. All too often we see the vision and no follow through. In this example, it's an extraordinary story of both vision and execution. And it causes me great satisfaction to know that both of those gentlemen are alive to see their fruits of their labor. In terms of the forward-looking trends here, I think this is not just a Northern Nevada story or a Story County tagline in terms of the needs of the data center use case. You know, first and foremost, behind data centers sit real services that we all consume every day in our business lives, our work lives, and our home lives. They're critical to our existence at this point on this planet. And I think that's often forgotten, what drives these use cases. We're reliant on it every day. Even you and I communicating today, a couple of I think we're about 1,500 miles apart, and we're doing it over infrastructure that's reliant on these facilities. And so, yes, there is significant demand on a global basis for all of the feedstock that goes into building a data center. And we are seeing it ourselves. We're seeing that appetite for our projects in both Story County, as well as in many of the other markets in which we're working. And we take that obligation seriously. Now, our job is to deliver this infrastructure fully planned and navigated on behalf of our customers. And so it's a great compliment for them to admire that which we've done and that which we will do from here. And I would also add, Sam, you know, that we are in the business of horizontal development. That means we don't just buy the dirt. We don't just contract for the electrons. We also push dirt. We've got to extend water and sewer, massive amounts of grading, complicated electrical infrastructure. And those are very long dated projects. And so we feel like we're just getting started. I think we announced a couple of weeks ago that we began our earthworks on the Peru Shelf, one of our developments in TRI. And that work is ongoing, and that's multi-year plans and progress that we have to fulfill.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back more with this incredible story with Grant Van Royen right after this timeout.
Sunday, June 23rd, we invite you to join us for Cowboy Church at 9 a.m. in the sponsors tent with free breakfast and your favorite worship songs. Continue the family fun and step onto the dirt of the indoor arena for Kids Day. From 9:30 to 1:30 p.m., you can experience the Mutton Bustin' Championships, hands-on and interactive experiences for all ages, vendor shopping, and much more. For more information, visit renorodeo.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you. Safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators. From the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the amazing Grant Van Royen. He's the CEO of Tract. They have purchased pretty close to 9,000 acres within Story County, potentially planning to do even more with a multi-decade plan here. So let's go into a couple of things. One, are you privately owned or are you publicly traded as Tract?
We're a private company.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts of doing an IPO at some point down the road? Just curious.
No, that's not currently in the plans. And we've got, fortunately, we have a great investor base that are extremely bullish on not just the team but also our plans. And we have plenty of capital in the private domain, and we're likely to stay private.
Okay. All right. So we'll take that off the table then. One of the things you talk about in on your website, and I really encourage people to go to the tract.com website because there's lots of information there. You talk about hyperscalers. What's a hyperscaler?
Yeah, a hyperscaler is nomenclature that crept into our industry and in our vernacular to describe the largest consumers or data center developers, owners, operators in the world. And the likes of a Microsoft and Amazon, AWS, Google, Meta / Facebook, Oracle, et cetera, meet the standard of the definition of a hyperscaler.
Okay. All right. We got that out of the way. One of the things that you talk about on the website is long-term sustainable growth of connected cities and towns throughout the U.S., and I'm presuming that also means throughout the world. What is your vision on that? Because it seems like science fiction is coming alive every day now.
Well, I think the first point to observe is that data centers are distributed not just, as you observe, around the world, but also pretty close to every major community in the United States. There are performance reasons for that. There's reliability reasons for that. But data centers are generally very proximate to population centers. And that's going to continue. Now, as the use case grows, where we can put these facilities becomes an increasing challenge. We're talking about 1,000 acres of contiguous development, a gigawatt per development of power. And they're just, as you can imagine, there are just not that many places where you can do that. You've got to have a workforce, you've got to have proximity to fiber networks. And so that's why a long-range plan is critical. The other piece I would observe is data centers are good neighbors. I think part of we take it seriously. Our obligation is to educate on the data center use case. Data centers come with low traffic compared to logistics buildings. Communities are sensitive to traffic. I'm sensitive to traffic in my communities. They also have high paying jobs. There are not as many of them, if you will, as an industrial warehouse in a logistics business, but they're good, durable, high paying jobs that are backed by companies with phenomenal credits, like those hyperscalers. They should be considered a prize to work at, and they are. And so I think as we evolve this infrastructure, as the use case gets larger, continuing to educate on all of the benefits that come with data center development and the employment attached to it is something we're going to do our part on. And we think that's good for these communities.
All right, let's take another quick break and we'll be right back.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
The open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed and a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Grant Van Royen. He is the CEO of Tract, which is spelled T-R-A-C-T, and the website is tract.com. We only have about a minute and a half. You have graciously agreed to stick around for another show, and so I'm so grateful for that. You are going to need water. You are responsible users of water. Do you already have your water set up for this initial phase?
We do. We are currently one of the largest owners of water in TRI. We made those purchases a couple of years ago, both potable and processed water. And I would actually doff my cap, if you will, to the developers of TRI. They built a water treatment plant, processed water. And so all the users in the park, the TRI, are able to be responsible users of a scarce resource in the form of water. And so, yes, we have what we need, and we have a little bit more than we need as an insurance policy, and we'll be good stewards of those resources.
And I will tell you that everybody in Nevada is very jealous of you saying that you have more than you need. The Southern Nevada Water Authority will be knocking on your door. I'm kidding about that. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll do a second show with Grant Van Royen. He is the CEO of Tract. It's such an exciting project, and we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. You can catch us online 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com, or you can download the podcast wherever you like to get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast.